Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you get out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers. Yeah. My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You can download that at the Fan Podcast app, 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell is going on over there?
The microphone's falling apart over here.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
It just popped right out.
Dude, I'm telling you, I could watch Antique Roadshow all night long. I could just go down this YouTube channel and just watch video after video. A damn 1892 watercolor painting for $200,000?
So funny. I just turned 39 and Joe is like the perfect
69 now?
The perfect 10 years behind me.
I was literally just watching the movie Grandma's Boy last week and loved the scene where Alan Covert gives the Antique Roadshow tickets to his grandma and her two friends so he can get some work done. And you are literally just like them, Joe. You are as obsessed as they were. They stayed up 24 straight hours watching Antique Roadshow.
Man, it is...
Why is this called Frankenstein? Because when you smoke it, you walk around like
this. So good.
Adios, turd nuggets.
That movie is so great.
I could sit here and quote it for the next hour with you, but I will not.
Absolutely amazing.
I don't know. It might do good for the ratings.
There I look up in the tree, and there he is, the king of the jungle. So I had to call the 5-0.
Hey, man, I don't care what it's called. I just want a bag of effing weed, all right?
My boss, we knew what to do to get the ratings up for the Hot Corner. Just quote Grandma's Boy, basically, the entire time.
We'll have Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. Don't forget, there is the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. All texts to the Fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They'll treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Guilty as charged. Got me a 2022 Ford Bronco that I got over there about a year and a half ago, and they have just been absolutely fantastic. Well, it's time to get into it. The Seattle Mariners, our Seattle Mariners, have fired their offensive coordinator. They're looking for a new Kyle Shanahan.
They never had one to begin with.
Or Sean McVay, or somebody that can really get this offense plugging.
Do they want Mike McCarthy?
Is Mike McCarthy available?
I don't mind. He can be if they want him.
Not to tangent, but if somebody called Jerry Jones and was like, is Mike McCarthy available? How fast do you think Jerry would say yes?
He wouldn't say yes at all because he's
a second round draft pick.
Oh, because he's dumb and old and senile at this point, and he'd be like, "See, I told you guys, he's got great value.
Everybody wants him.
He's got great value.
Look, he's the best offensive guy I've ever seen. Nobody can tell me he's any better."
You know, I thought I died at the end of the Cowboys season. Well, I am dead, so therefore this season might be easy for me. Yeah. I might be able to get through this Cowboys season just all right.
Yeah, dude, just give it up.
Yeah, I basically have.
The Seattle Mariners have fired their offensive coordinator and hitting coach and have decided to take a new approach to how this team looks at offense. I saw a quote the other day that John Stanton, majority or whatever owner he is of the Seattle Mariners, has said that he will back DePoto and the team for a big move to keep them going in the right direction. They are four games up in the division. They have been playing better baseball lately. That pitching staff is as advertised. Gilbert, Kirby, everybody's had some moments that have been a little shaky, but for the most part, that starting staff has looked really, really damn good. But the problem has been the offense. Like, how are you in first place? And seemingly in first place in a division that has no interest to catch you, yet somehow your offense struggles as much as it is. What I find interesting is I don't know what the solution is this. When I watch Julio at the dish, I can sit there and tell you slider away, fastball inside, strikeout. And so I don't know how you fix that. I mean, J.P. Crawford is back, so that should be a little bit of a help. I'm also not quite sure what's going to be available on the market. When you do get to that, when it comes to hitting, now you have assets that you can clearly spread around, whether it's Wu, Miller, or guys in the minors. I mean, like the team is set in a good spot, but this offense is such a struggle. My biggest worry, and then we'll get into what the future of this offense looks like. My biggest worry is in the month of June, you've got the A's, the Angels, the White Sox. You start rattling off a bunch of wins, and Ty France gets you a couple home runs, and Luke Raley keeps at a little bit of a clip he is. Cal keeps doing big dumper things. Julio kind of starts to figure out. My biggest worry is that Seattle looks at it after a bunch of wins against a bunch of bad teams and says, we've figured our offense out. We don't need anybody. And that's, I think, dangerous. This team has a serious hitting problem.
They literally have scored more runs than only one team in the American League, and I'm sure you can guess who that
is. They're 29th in Major League Baseball.
They are, I think as of today, I mean, they're still going on their games. They have more runs than the White Sox, so good on you there. Whoop, whoop. And you got more runs than the Marlins, and you got more runs than the Cardinals. So
we ain't taking that.
And the Cardinals are playing better as of late.
They are.
But they still can't hit the ball. So when you only have that many more runs than those three teams, yeah, you got a serious problem. I don't know if it's a matter of approach, if it's a matter of mechanics, if whoever they bring in now is going to be able to break down the film and see what they're. I mean, we saw last year Julio able to make mid-season adjustments to his swing and turn it around in July and August and September. So whoever they have taken over as their bench coach and offensive coordinator, again, maybe it is technique, maybe it is approach, trying to get yourselves in more favorable counts for batters. I don't know. because they sure as hell need to figure something out, and that's why they signed Victor Robles.
Right.
Do you know? Side note on Victor Robles. I've been thinking about this for a while. Side note from Victor Robles. Outside of like this random reliever that none of us can name,
yeah,
and Patrick Corbin. A beautiful signing for the Nationals.
We just talked about this. Yeah,
yeah. He's got like a 7.5 ERA. Victor Robles is one of the last guys from 2019 World Series win.
Yeah.
That's how far you can fall as quickly as that.
So you're bringing a winner to the roster.
Bringing a winner.
Oh, this is so a Jerry DePoto move, just trying to grab off the scrap heap and hope that they can grab more results that were, you know, similar to his early career, which will usually never happen. See the example of Luis Urias, who they just took off their 40-man roster.
And yep.
In a crunch where they were apparently really hard up for money, spent $5 million on that guy. So it's just very frustrating to see the offense the way that it has been right now. Love that they're winning games, but apparently the reason that Brant Brown was fired was the amount of information that he was giving to hitters. Apparently they were just coming up every day saying it's just too much. It's too much to follow. And I understand.
Paralysis by analysis.
Yeah. At some point it is see ball, hit ball, right? You can't spend a ton of time, you know, like in this new age system of trying to understand how a pitcher's going to pitch to you. Get a plan and try to approach that plan the best you can. And apparently they just were getting filled with too much information to this point.
I actually think the reality is this. Look, guys, let's call a spade a spade, all right? There are no great players on this offense.
Nope.
There's just not. I don't know how a hitting coach comes in and turns guys like Rojas and Canzone and Luke Rayleigh and I don't see how Mitch Garver, with a better coach, all of a sudden hits better. If you can hit the ball, you hit the ball.
For God's sakes, Mitch Garver.
You can't. And I think the reality is this team can't. These players are just not good enough.
Well, Mitch Garver is batting 168, so I can't imagine he can hit better than that.
I've got a great idea. Let's have him catch, because maybe that will make him better.
They actually tried that for 6 innings, because he's literally adding so little value to
their roster. Let's take away from Cal Raleigh, the one guy we can count on, and let's help this dude. I think the reality is that it's not an offensive coordinator problem. It's not a hitting coach problem. It's a personnel problem. That's what it is.
You know, you are right. I mean, you bring up Garver. It's a great example. They're literally putting one of their bench spots basically into a black hole, because he's just a DH, right? They've got another backup catcher. You talk about how the team is put together. Their roster was constructed absolutely incorrectly. DePoto already gave up on one guy in Urias. They might be giving up on Garver soon, who only is making about $4 million than Colton Wong was last year for them. So it just seems like a wash again. And then the third guy, Canzone, is also hitting .175. All these guys that DePoto is getting high on in the offseason are not working out.
One of the best hitters on the Mariners is J.P. Crawford. Okay? One of the best, most reliable guys. Great clubhouse dude, okay? You put him on any club that is in contention, and he bats what? Seventh, maybe? Eighth?
Probably. Maybe, yeah, sixth at the highest. But
and that's
probably
your second most reliable player. It's just personnel. And I don't know how at the deadline you're going to get it. Now, if you walk in, now maybe you can look at some sabermetrics and start talking about situational hitting and get better at that. But I don't know how you're going to turn any of the guys around. And you better figure it out fast, because this pitching staff is too good to let go.
Well, isn't the situation the one thing they've been doing? That's why they've won? Like, yeah. They actually don't even have to fix that, really.
Well, and the thing that they kind of have going for them now is the rest of this division just sucks eggs. And you got a blessing in disguise that a Astros team that was looking to start to figure things out will now have two of their pitchers done for the year.
Yeah.
The Rangers, but I don't know what the hell's going on with them. They can't seem to figure anything out.
They can't figure it out. Corey Seager's having a decent year, but Evan Carter's been a disaster. They called up Wyatt Langford, paging Jackson Holliday.
Whoa! And, low blow.
And, yeah, this team is in a World Series hangover.
Yeah.
There's no starters there. I know they're waiting on Scherzer and DeGrom. Cool, but the division is wide open, and that's why the Mariners are here. And I would love to see true trade scenarios at the deadline of who you think's available. Because look, the talk of Randy Arozarena, that is not a solution. He is not playing well this year. He doesn't hit for average. Sure, he'll sell tickets and bobbleheads. And if you get into the playoffs, he might get wild. But Carlos Beltran was good during the regular season, too. And you can't have guys that just turn it on in the postseason. I don't know who's available. That's the problem.
Well, you say the division is wide open. The Mariners have a 5-game lead right now.
Yeah, it's yours.
And so they are making the right move now. Like, this is the division. The division is for the taking for us.
Like, without
a doubt. It is being served up to us on a silver platter. Let's take it. Let's make the moves necessary. And I don't know who, I mean, again, what Victor Robles is going to bring to this team, God only knows, but
that's a flyer.
They need to look at something bigger and better before the trade deadline. I haven't started to dive into what is going to be available. I mean, hell, are the Cardinals really going to keep trying to go for it? Are they going to put...
I mean, is Arenado or Goldschmidt really your answer? Because they don't look good.
Well, they look better than last year, but that's not saying much. Again, I haven't started to dive into some of these teams that are middling. Do you call the Blue Jays up and see what they're... I mean, they're...
What does Vladdy cost? What does Bichette cost?
But now they're saying that they're not going to make any moves. So,
again, what about the Angels? They have like four guys hitting 300 plus.
Pass on all of them.
Yeah, so none of them you think would help them.
Shohei passed. I'm passing.
Well, also they need to keep any young talent that they have because they have no young talent. So again, it's maybe looking in the NL. I mean, some of these teams, I don't know if the Cubs, the Pirates, or the Reds. I mean, the Pirates are kind of in this weird position where they're maybe looking to build, but they have arms, so they're good there. So maybe it's giving up one of their bats. Do the Giants maybe look to make a move and give up one of their guys, the Diamondbacks?
Do you want any of those guys?
I don't know.
Because the Diamondbacks is great. That's a great example. Do the Diamondbacks look and say, hey, maybe we can move somebody? Christian Walker's not available. Ketel Marte's not available. It's everybody else that's available. So the guys that are on these teams that might not be going to the playoffs, they don't have guys that you can grab. If you want Christian Walker, it's going to cost you Miller plus. And is that a deal that DePoto is going to be worth doing? I don't know if he's going to be worth doing that.
Well, they need help. They need another bat. They need an exciting bat. They need someone that is going to be able to get on base, bring some runs home because I think it's kind of a cop-out because before the season, a lot of people were saying, probably all of us were like, we like this lineup.
We like this lineup.
Yep. And now we're sitting here like, oh, this is not a talented lineup. Yep. And so it's like, all right, well, if that's the case, now you better do something to make it more talented ASAP.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on if a new voice in the clubhouse and that hitting department changes. If not, we'll revisit this in a month and a half, and start talking trade deadline and see where the Mariners go from there. All right, when we come back, can an atmosphere make you watch games you wouldn't normally watch? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fair File coming up here in about 10 minutes. Everybody's favorite. We do the Bomb the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. You know, I was thinking about this because, you know, with the MLB At-Bat app that I do pay for, but it doesn't let me watch Mariner games.
And that you won't give the login to.
That I won't give the login to. What's funny is the password is My Team Sucks 12, which is funny because 12 is the number of Frankie Lindor, and he does suck, so.
Well, now I just got to figure out what email you're using.
You just got to figure out what email. would you ever, you know how, like, the Stanley Cup is going on right now, right? And you look at things.
Well, not yet, but
well, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, Joe. The final is about to start, but the whole thing is called the Stanley Cup.
That part is correct. Yes.
And you look at places like Edmonton, you know, Vancouver. You're watching the riots in Vancouver behind me. How you see home field advantage, and you're kind of like, wow, this is insane. Like, I watch a lot of EPL, big Liverpool guy, home field at Anfield is huge. Could you ever see yourself get to a point in Major League Baseball where home field atmosphere could get you to turn on a random game on Thursday just because of the fans?
Oh, just because, like, dude, that place gets it up.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know if there is a specific one that comes to mind where I'm like, dude, those fans are insane. That stadium. Yeah, nothing that comes to mind. I think at this point, watching a Yankees away game might get me to do that because how they showed out in Anaheim and San Francisco over the last week, I'm like, dear God, I don't know if that's impressive or embarrassing for the other team.
Let me introduce to you the Philadelphia Phillies. My friend, I randomly turned on a Phillies-Brewers game the other day. Rhys Hoskins back in Philly for the first time. Somehow Philly fans love him, even though he's right behind Tommy Pham and kind of D-bags of baseball.
He got thrown out at home the other day.
And Real Muto gave him the, hey, buddy.
Pat on the backside, like, hi, nice buddy. Try. Yeah.
I watched Bryce Harper hit a home run a few days ago late in the game, and that place on, like, a Tuesday night was jacked, and he hit a ball deep to right field, second deck, and the place is going absolute bananas on a Tuesday. And it made me kind of look around and say, you know what? If I don't got a horse in this race, if it's not fantasy, I can't watch my team. If it's not a great pitching matchup and I need something to watch, I think I'm turning on Phillies games. I mean, it helps they're good, of course. And you can argue, are they good because they're good, or are they good because they haven't played anybody, blah, blah, blah. You can argue all that stuff. But watching Bryce hit a home run into the second deck on a random weekday night game in Philly and the place going bananas, got my pants a little tight. Made me want to watch a little more.
Well, I will say that Philly fans suck.
For sure.
Because those are also Eagles fans. And can't give them any credence or credit.
But I'm not in Philly. I'm just putting it on TV. And you're watching a stadium that's just going bananas for a Thursday baseball game in June.
Well, hell, man, I will parlay that into how about a Tuesday game today when the Brewers are leading 1-0 and Alec Baum hit a bomb in the eighth inning to tie it up 1-1. And yeah, that place went bonkers after that. So, you know, whatever. Good for them. I'm just a petty bitch over here.
So you won't watch the Phillies because they root for the Eagles.
I just won't give their fans credit for being happy for
their
team. Joe,
I watch the Mariners and they root for the Seahawks.
See, then you get it. You understand then.
But I still watch the Mariners. I haven't decided I'm not going to watch them because their fans also root for one of my most loathed fan bases in football.
Well, whatever. Again, when I look at it, yeah, they have crazy fan base. They're happy for their team, you know, whatever. But they're not going to make their fans are not going to make me turn on a game. The team is going to make me turn on a game. Now, if it is a city or fan base where I don't have that much sodium in my body about, then yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a fan base I can be like, yeah, they're crazy. They get it up. Like Vancouver, rioting. It's like, dude, go Canucks.
If I want an NHL team, I'm picking Vancouver.
Yeah, but as far as like Philadelphia goes, dude, no. Screw those fans.
Calling Joe Fisher. Is Mike McCarthy available?
Yes, he is. Take him, please.
All right, we come back. We'll do everybody's favorite. It is fair or foul. First, we'll go to Schultz with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Tuesday, Freudian slip, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our producer, Schultz.
All right. Happy Tuesday. Not hump day, you guys. Let's start off with one of the hottest players in MLB right now, Aaron Judge. An absolutely on fire May. And if you look at it, he's just himself doing as well as a lot of different teams in Major League Baseball in the month of May. So I wanted to throw this out there, guys. Fair or foul, Aaron Judge hit more home runs than the whole Tampa Bay Rays roster in the month of May. Fair or foul?
I was concerned that you were going to throw this stat out, but I saw this. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto this season, they have a better WAR than the Rays, Marlins, Rockies, and White Sox positional players.
That is so nuts.
Yeah.
So
combined or just
higher than all position players on 15 teams.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a cheat code right now.
It is.
Yeah, it's insane.
Fair foul, more home runs than the Rays roster in the month of May. So all 26 guys on the roster last month. Fair or foul?
That's a lot of players and a lot of games being played. More, I'm going to say foul. Like, he had a great month, but more home runs than the Rays total. I know the Rays offense hasn't been that great this year, but you're telling me that many dudes in the month of May couldn't hit more home runs than Aaron Judge? That's egregious.
I got a good buddy of mine who is from Tampa, diehard Rays fan. And I saw him earlier today, and I was like, hey, man, are you, like, buyers, sellers at the deadline? Like, what do you think's going on? And he was like, oh, baby, we're selling. Oh, baby, we're selling. So that makes me think him as a fan, who is fairly optimistic fan, but a realistic optimistic fan. I will say fair. I'll give Judge. I'll eat some crow on this. I did pick the Yanks to be terrible. Giancarlo, I picked him up a few weeks ago on my fantasy team, and he's been pretty damn good for me. I'll give Judge a little love in this. Maybe as much as I want to sit here and tell you that Mookie Betts is the best player in baseball, Aaron Judge would like to have a seat at the table.
All right, it's close, but foul, unfortunately. Sorry, Patrick. Judge had 16 home runs in the month of May, batted 361, but the Rays only had 20. So it wasn't more.
Only 360 in the month of May.
But the four home runs that separated Judge, as well as the Rays, White Sox, and Nationals in the month of May, who all had 20 home runs as a team. That is just insane to me.
Yeah, Judge is, you know, and I was talking to that same buddy who's a Rays fan. We were talking about Judge a little bit. When Judge hit 62, we saw that he's capable of this if he can just stay healthy. And right now, if you told me that Aaron Judge finished the season with 59, 60, 61, 62, 65 home runs, I wouldn't be shocked. He is, watching him against the Giants, the way that swing is moving, how he's making contact, his swing is now starting to get into that little echelon for me of that's a pretty swing.
So do we,
or a swing that I remember.
So do we change our fair or foul from last week? Instead of Kyle Tucker hitting 60 home runs, Aaron Judge will hit another 60
home runs?
Well,
I definitely believe Judge would hit 60 more than Kyle Tucker. I don't think Tucker's hitting 60 home runs.
Well, I said fair because I just said that I wanted to see stuff like that, like Ellie getting 100 steals.
Ooh, little like races, like hit some record book stuff.
Yes, because
it's good for baseball. Non-baseball fans love when you start knocking on the door of historical things.
Exactly. So, yeah, I hope Judge can get to that 60 home run mark again, because that would be pretty
That'd be cool. Fun. Couple seasons of 60 that's not Sammy Sosa on steroids. That'd be great.
Yeah, that hasn't happened since then. That would be awesome. Fair foul number two. Let's keep with the home run trend. I just love seeing these numbers. It kind of shocks me when you think some like trend is happening throughout the season, and then you go look, and it's like, no, this absolutely is wrong. And this one really stuck out to me, guys. Fair or foul, the Oakland Athletics. We're sticking with home runs here. The Oakland Athletics have hit more home runs as a team than the Los Angeles Dodgers so far this season. Fair or foul? Oh,
see, God. This is such a tricky question, because 1-3/4 for the Dodgers is amazing, and the rest is to be desired. And Oakland, you know, Oakland loses games, but they got some offensive pieces. Langeliers is solid.
I'm going foul on this. I'm pretty sure from what I looked at earlier in the show, the Mariners, they do have more runs than the White Sox, but the A's have like only one or two more runs scored than them.
What obviously, if it's all solo shots?
It could be, but I refuse to believe the Dodgers have hit like that. They're right there on par. As
I can't live in
runs.
A world.
Like, that's ridiculous. So I'm going to say foul. That this is another close, but no cigar.
I'll stick with Joe. I will also say foul. I think a lot of it has to do with Shohei's been in a little bit of a slump.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean that over the last, like, 7 games. And Oakland's been better offensively than we anticipated. Shout out Chicago White Sox. I will stick with Joe and say foul. I can't live in a world where this is true.
Yeah, you guys are right. It is foul, but it is way too close for comfort. So get this. LA has hit 77 home runs so far this season. Oakland, 73. It is only a 4 home run difference.
Wow.
And it just kind of tells you, what, like, stats actually mean, which is nothing at different points. You really can skin a cat 6 different ways, and you could beat a team 1-0 every single game and just have terrible stats and be worse than another offensively awesome team. So just random, very random. All right, now I'll try to maybe get some of your guys' opinions on a couple. Obviously, big news with baseball this week again. An MLB player being caught up in a betting scandal. 4 minor leaguers banned. Actually, 3 minor leaguers currently. One that bet when he was a minor leaguer banned for a year. And then, of course, Marcano. Tusu Pita Marcano banned for life because he bet on Pirates games as a Pittsburgh Pirate last year, guys. Fair or foul, a well-known player will be caught betting on baseball in the next calendar year. Fair or foul, we've had the unknowns, we've had some fringe guys, we obviously had Mizuhara, the trainer or the translator connected to Ohtani, but no really well-known or even, sort of half-known names out there. So fair or foul, a big name or a well-known name will be caught betting in the next 12 months.
I will use this example only because he is in the news for the gargantuan contract he just signed. I do not believe this player does it. I do not believe anything about that. I'm just using them as reference. I would like to preface that. I believe there's a better chance that Justin Jefferson gets busted for gambling than a high-profile Major League Baseball player. I just think because of the history, because of what we know, and how baseball is way more on top of gambling than any of the other sports, that includes Tim Donaghy in basketball, that includes Calvin Ridley and the other guys on the Lions and stuff like that in the NFL. Baseball, I think the guys are just too aware, especially with Ipe associated with Shohei. I think in baseball they are too hypersensitive about what it will do, because they'll send your ass packing. They won't even look at it. Calvin Ridley got a year. Baseball just say adios. I think there's a better chance that it's, Kyrie Irving or Justin Jefferson. Again, I don't think it's them, but using them as stars, I think it's a better chance that one of those guys goes down than a Major League Baseball guy. I'll say foul.
Yeah, I was going to say fair, but then you threw in that 12-month qualifier, and I will say foul. In the next year, no. In the future, yeah, it will happen.
Somebody will.
Yeah, whether it's in 5, 10, 15, someone will be a dumbass.
A team in Vegas.
It's going to happen. It's probably going to be Tommy Pham.
I hope so.
He has said how much he likes to gamble, and he said, go check my credit line at, like, casinos.
Yeah, that's what I do in the off season.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it's him, but it will happen in the future, but foul, not in the next 12 months.
Dang, Tommy Pham just becoming more and more of a D-bag with each segment tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's, he chose it, not us.
Yeah, that's true. He's getting a fight outside of a strip club. I just, like, I don't want to hang out with that guy.
Hey, man, what happened on the field, though, if that happened in real life, dude, that's assault.
Yes, that's assault, brother. You're right. Same story every time. They get to do that on the field, apparently, but not off. All right, guys, fair or foul, let's get into my Seattle Mariners a little bit. Of course, we did earlier in the show. Go podcast that anywhere. Get your podcast if you missed it. Talked about the Mariners' offensive struggles, firing their offensive coordinator and bench coach, Brant Brown. I agree with you guys. I didn't know that an offensive coordinator existed in the world of baseball. But the reason they did so was because the Mariners are batting absolutely terribly so far. Namely, you know, they're starting to see some production kind of tick up from their normal guys, Ty France, Julio, the guys that have been there a while. JP struggling, but he's getting big hits. But namely, the main guys struggling are the new ones that were brought in this offseason. Luis Urias, who was just outrighted off the 40-man roster. You're looking at Dom Canzone, brought in as part of that Paul Sewald trade last year, batting .167. And Mitch Garver, your big offseason signing, batting .167 right now. $12.5 million contract. Actually, it was 2 years, $12.5 million each. But thankfully, they can buy him out for $1 million. If they're keeping him this long, that's probably what they're going to do, guys. But fair or foul, at-bats are important. We are now in June. It is time for the Mariners to say uncle and designate Mitch Garver for assignment. Guys, fair or foul?
Say uncle? I wish they say that when they call him into the meeting, too. It's just like, hey, Mitch, uncle. What? We're designating you. Sorry. Foul, because it's the beginning of June. You have June, July, August, September. If they make a move at some point to help shore up the offensive lineup, whether it is at the catcher position, whether it is at DH, time will tell. But I don't think it's time to rip the Band-Aid off just yet. He was part of a World Series winning team last year. He helped that team out. And again, like, he's batting .168. Like,
it's rough.
I feel like it can't get much worse. And maybe making the change of the bench coach, offensive coordinator, that will start changing the approach to some of these players on the team and start getting the bats going.
I'll look at it like this. What's the solution? Okay, we see the problem. What's the solution? If you cut Mitch Garver and you have an open roster spot, who's taking that spot? Is it someone better than Mitch Garver? I don't know if that's true. So I will say foul, because as rough as Garver has been on this squad, I don't know if you have an instant upgrade. And he is a major league player. Like, Mitch Garver is a major league player. He's struggling right now, but he's a major league player. And I don't know if there's someone who's available via trade that's equal compensation, or a free agent right now, a la Victor Robles. I don't know if there's somebody out there that has a better upside than Mitch Garver. If this is August and you're batting .160, yeah, I'll cut ties.
All right, you might be right. I know that the market is a little hairy as far as trading goes, but gosh, they could do something similar. Remember, Mike Ford came up from Tacoma last year, hit 12 home runs, was actually a little bit more competent. I think Michael Chaffetz hitting like .310 at Tacoma right now. They have guys in their system, and these at-bats, are they not valuable? Like, it's so crazy to see Wong, Pollock, and Listella last year all added up to 600 at-bats, and if any of those at-bats were given to any other more productive player, they probably would have made the playoffs.
Well, difference between Tacoma and Seattle is about 20 miles.
Can I
state... difference between AAA and Major League Baseball might as well be 500.
Then why the hell did the Atlanta Braves just sign Brian Anderson, who opted out of his Rainiers contract, to fill a Major League spot? The Braves think a guy can come in and get some at-bats, but the Mariners just don't do it correctly, in my opinion.
Well, I would say that a player at the catching position that wouldn't be bad for the Mariners to look at is Elias Diaz of the Rockies. He's batting .311, on base .354, slugging .450. The Cubs are apparently looking at him as well, but if I would say a team that would need him more, I would say it's the Mariners. Look, Cal Raleigh's not batting that well either. So
no, but he's leading your team in home runs.
But do you not think you could have Diaz at catcher, have him at DH, have Haniger back out in the field, and then have Cal playing DH?
Oh my God.
Or catcher, you know, basically swap out those two.
What are you going to do with Elias Diaz and Mitch Haniger and Ty France and Mitch Gardner? I don't know, finish last? That's what that sounds like to me.
Well, the Angels are going to take care of that. I'm just saying.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday or Tuesday. Jeez, that's again.
Come on.
At the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, I got a bonus Fair or Foul that I'd like to ask you guys. Hot Corner, Tenet of the Fan. All right, if you got nothing to do, come out Thursday night to the Pickles game. Joe and I will be out there throwing out first pitch.
Pack 2 Memorial Night.
As it got delayed from Monday due to the rain. So we'll be there on Thursday. I can't.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Tuesday, Freudian slip, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our producer, Schultz.
All right, happy Tuesday, not hump day, you guys. Let's start off with one of the hottest players in MLB right now, Aaron Judge, an absolutely on fire May. And if you look at it, he's just himself doing as well as a lot of different teams in Major League Baseball in the month of May. So I wanted to throw this out there, guys. Fair or foul, Aaron Judge hit more home runs than the whole Tampa Bay Rays roster in the month of May. Fair or foul?
I was concerned that you were going to throw this stat out, but I saw this. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto this season, they have a better WAR than the Rays, Marlins, Rockies, and White Sox positional players.
That is so nuts.
Yeah.
So
combined or just?
Higher than all position players on 15 teams.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a cheat code right now.
It is.
Yeah, it's insane.
Fair foul, more home runs than the Rays roster in the month of May. So all 26 guys on the roster last month, fair or foul.
That's a lot of players and a lot of games being played. I'm going to say foul. Like, he had a great month, but more home runs than the Rays total. I know the Rays offense hasn't been that great this year, but you're telling me that many dudes in the month of May couldn't hit more home runs than Aaron Judge? That's egregious.
I got a good buddy of mine who is from Tampa, diehard Rays fan. And I saw him earlier today, and I was like, hey, man, are you, like, buyers, sellers at the deadline? Like, what do you think's going on? And he was like, oh, baby, we're selling. Oh, baby, we're selling. So that makes me think him as a fan, who is fairly optimistic fan, but a realistic optimistic fan. I will say fair. I'll give Judge. I'll eat some crow on this. I did pick the Yanks to be terrible. Giancarlo, I picked him up a few weeks ago on my fantasy team, and he's been pretty damn good for me. I'll give Judge a little love in this. Maybe as much as I want to sit here and tell you that Mookie Betts is the best player in baseball, Aaron Judge would like to have a seat at the table.
All right, it's close, but foul, unfortunately. Sorry, Patrick. Judge had 16 home runs in the month of May, batted 361, but the Rays only had 20. So it wasn't more.
Only 360 in the month of May.
But the four home runs that separated Judge as well as the Rays, White Sox, and Nationals in the month of May, who all had 20 home runs as a team. That is just insane to me.
Yeah, Judge is... You know, and I was talking to that same buddy who's a Rays fan. We were talking about Judge a little bit. When Judge hits 62, we saw that he's capable of this if he can just stay healthy. And right now, if you told me that Aaron Judge finished the season with 59, 60, 61, 62, 65 home runs, I wouldn't be shocked. He is watching him against the Giants, the way that swing is moving, how he's making contact, his swing is now starting to get into that little echelon for me of that's a pretty swing.
So do we,
or a swing that I remember.
So do we change our fair or foul from last week? And instead of Kyle Tucker hitting 60 home runs, Aaron Judge will hit another 60
Well, I
home
definitely
runs?
Believe Judge Ooh. Would hit 60 more than Kyle Tucker. I don't think Tucker's hitting 60 home runs.
Well, I said fair because I just said that I wanted to see stuff like that, like Ellie getting 100 steals.
Ooh, a little like races, like hit some record book stuff.
Yes, because
it's good for baseball. Non-baseball fans love when you start knocking on the door of historical things.
Exactly. So, I hope Judge can get to that 60 home run mark again, because that would be pretty
That'd be
cool.
Fun. Couple seasons of 60 that's not Sammy Sosa on steroids, that'd be great.
Yeah, that hasn't happened since then. That would be awesome. Fair foul number two, let's keep with the home run trend. I just love seeing these numbers. It kind of shocks me when you think some like trend is happening throughout the season, and then you go look and it's like, no, this absolutely is wrong. And this one really stuck out to me, guys. Fair or foul, the Oakland Athletics. We're sticking with home runs here. The Oakland Athletics have hit more home runs as a team than the Los Angeles Dodgers so far this season. Fair or foul?
Oh, see, God. This is such a tricky question, because 1-3/4 for the Dodgers is amazing, and the rest is to be desired. And Oakland, you know, Oakland loses games, but they got some offensive pieces. Langeliers is solid.
I'm going foul on this. I'm pretty sure from what I looked at earlier in the show, the Mariners, they do have more runs than the White Sox, but the A's have like only one or two more runs scored than them.
What obviously, if it's all solo shots?
It could be, but I refuse to believe the Dodgers have hit like that. They're right there on par. As
I can't live
home
in
runs.
A world.
Like, that's ridiculous. So I am just going to, I'm going to say foul. That this is another close, but no cigar.
I'll stick with Joe. I will also say foul. I think a lot of it has to do with Shohei's been in a little bit of a slump.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean that over the last, like, seven games. And Oakland's been better offensively than we anticipated. Shout out Chicago White Sox. I will stick with Joe and say foul. I can't live in a world where this is true.
Yeah, you guys are right. It is foul, but it is way too close for comfort. So get this. LA has hit 77 home runs so far this season. Oakland, 73. It is only a 4 home run difference.
Wow.
And it just kind of tells you, you know, what, like, stats actually mean, which is nothing at different points. You really can skin a cat 6 different ways, and, you know, like, you could beat a team 1-0 every single game and just have terrible stats and be worse than another offensively awesome team. So just random. Very random. All right, now I'll try to maybe get some of your guys' opinions on a couple. Obviously, big news with baseball this week. Again, an MLB player being caught up in a betting scandal. 4 minor leaguers banned. Actually, 3 minor leaguers currently. One that bet when he was a minor leaguer, banned for a year. And then, of course, Marcano. Tusu Pita Marcano banned for life because he bet on Pirates games as a Pittsburgh Pirate last year, guys. Fair or foul, a well-known player will be caught betting on baseball in the next calendar year. Fair or foul, we've had the unknowns, we've had some fringe guys. We obviously had Mizuhara, the trainer or the translator connected to Ohtani, but no really well-known or even, you know, like, sort of half-known names out there. So fair or foul, a big name or a well-known name will be caught betting in the next 12 months.
I will use this example only because he is in the news for the gargantuan contract he just signed. I do not believe this player does it. I do not believe anything about that. I'm just using them as reference. I would like to preface that. I believe there's a better chance that Justin Jefferson gets busted for gambling than a high-profile Major League Baseball player. I just think because of the history, because of what we know, and how baseball is way more on top of gambling than any of the other sports, that includes Tim Donaghy in basketball, that includes Calvin Ridley and the other guys on the Lions and stuff like that in the NFL. Baseball, I think the guys are just too aware, especially with Ipe associated with Shohei. I think in baseball, they are too sensitive, too hypersensitive about what it will do, because they'll send your ass packing. They won't even look at it. Calvin Ridley got a year. Baseball will just say adios. I think there's a better chance that it's, you know, Kyrie Irving or Justin Jefferson. Again, I don't think it's them, but using them as stars, I think it's a better chance that one of those guys goes down than a Major League Baseball guy. I'll say foul.
Yeah, I was going to say fair, but then you threw in that 12-month qualifier, and I will say foul. In the next year, no. In the future, yeah. It will happen.
Somebody will.
Yeah, whether it's in 5, 10, 15, someone will be a dumbass.
A team in Vegas.
It's going to happen. It's probably going to be Tommy Pham.
I hope so.
He has said how much he likes to gamble, and he said, go check my credit line at, like, casinos.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I do in the off season.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it's him, but it will happen in the future, but foul, not in the next 12 months.
Dang, Tommy Pham just becoming more and more of a D-bag with each segment tonight, huh?
Yeah, he chose it, not us.
That's true. You get in a fight outside of a strip club. I just, like, I don't want to hang out with that guy.
Hey, man, what happened on the field, though, if that happened in real life, dude, that's assault.
Yes, that's assault, brother. You're right. Same story every time. They get to do that on the field, apparently, but not off. All right, guys, fair or foul, let's get into my Seattle Mariners a little bit. Of course, we did earlier in the show. Go podcast that anywhere. Get your podcast if you missed it. Talked about the Mariners' offensive struggles, firing their offensive coordinator and bench coach, Brant Brown. I agree with you guys. I didn't know that an offensive coordinator existed in the world of baseball. But the reason they did so was because the Mariners are batting absolutely terribly so far. Namely, you know, they're starting to see some production kind of tick up from their normal guys, Ty France, Julio, the guys that have been there a while. JP struggling, but he's getting big hits. But namely, the main guys struggling are the new ones that were brought in this offseason. Luis Urias, who was just outrighted off the 40-man roster. You're looking at Dom Canzone, brought in as part of that Paul Sewall trade last year, batting .167. And Mitch Garver, your big offseason signing, batting .167 right now. $12.5 million contract. Actually, it was 2 years, $12.5 million each. But thankfully, they can buy him out for $1 million. If they're keeping him this long, that's probably what they're going to do, guys. But fair or foul, at-bats are important. We are now in June. It is time for the Mariners to say uncle and designate Mitch Garver for assignment. Guys, fair or foul?
Say uncle? I wish they say that when they call him into the meeting, too. It's just like, hey, Mitch, uncle. What? We're designating you. Sorry. Foul, because it's the beginning of June. You have June, July, August, September. If they make a move at some point to help shore up the offensive lineup, whether it is at the catcher position, whether it is at DH, time will tell. But I don't think it's time to rip the Band-Aid off just yet. He was part of a World Series winning team last year. He helped that team out. And again, like, he's batting .168. Like,
it's rough.
I feel like it can't get much worse. And maybe making the change of the bench coach, offensive coordinator, that will start changing the approach to some of these players on the team and start getting the bats going.
I'll look at it like this. What's the solution? Okay, we see the problem. What's the solution? If you cut Mitch Garver and you have an open roster spot, who's taking that spot? Is it someone better than Mitch Garver? I don't know if that's true. So I will say foul, because as rough as Garver has been on this squad, I don't know if you have an instant upgrade. And he is a major league player. Like, Mitch Garver's a major league player. He's struggling right now, but he's a major league player. And I don't know if there's someone who's available via trade that's equal compensation, or a free agent right now, a la Victor Robles. I don't know if there's somebody out there that has a better upside than Mitch Garver. If this is August and you're batting .160, yeah, I'll cut ties.
All right, you might be right. I know that the market is a little hairy as far as trading goes, but gosh, they could do something similar. Remember, Mike Ford came up from Tacoma last year, hit 12 home runs, was actually a little bit more competent. I think Michael Chaffetz hitting like .310 at Tacoma right now. They have guys in their system, and these at-bats, are they not valuable? Like, it's so crazy to see Wong, Pollock, and Listella last year all added up to 600 at-bats, and if any of those at-bats were given to any other more productive player, they probably would have made the playoffs.
Well, difference between Tacoma and Seattle is about 20 miles.
Can I state...
difference between AAA and Major League Baseball might as well be 500.
Then why the hell did the Atlanta Braves just sign Brian Anderson, who opted out of his Rainiers contract, to fill a Major League spot? The Braves think a guy can come in and get some at-bats, but the Mariners just don't do it correctly, in my opinion.
Well, I would say that a player at the catching position that wouldn't be bad for the Mariners to look at is Elias Diaz of the Rockies. He's batting .311, on base .354, slugging .450. The Cubs are apparently looking at him as well, but if I would say a team that would need him more, I would say it's the Mariners. Look, Cal Raleigh's not batting that well either. So
no, but he's leading your team in home runs.
But do you not think you could have Diaz at catcher, have him at DH, have Haniger back out in the field, and then have Cal playing DH or catcher? You know, basically swap out those two.
What are you going to do with Elias Diaz and Mitch Haniger and Ty France and Mitch Gardner? I don't know. Finish last? That's what that sounds like to me.
Well, the Angels are going to take care of that. I'm just saying.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday or Tuesday. Jeez, that's again.
Come on.
At the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, I got a bonus fair or foul that I'd like to ask you guys. Hot Corner, Tenet of the Fan. All right, if you got nothing to do, come out Thursday night to the Pickles game. Joe and I will be out there throwing out first pitch.
Pack 2 Memorial Night.
As it got delayed from Monday due to the rain. So we'll be there on Thursday. I can't wait. I'll be there out there with my fam, and I'm excited. It should be a lot of fun.
How about this weather coming up, huh?
I wanted to ask you guys a question. So I'm looking at RBI leaders, most RBIs in a single season, okay? And as you go down the list, once you get to 14, you have somebody that has played since 1938. Okay?
Okay.
The record is Hack Wilson in 1930 had 191 RBIs.
Oh, dude, who could forget that season?
Lou Gehrig in 31 had 185. All right?
Again, who could forget that one?
And then you go
down the
list. I
remember it like yesterday.
And then you go down the list, and in 1999... Manny Ramirez had 165. That's the first player I can find post 1938. Okay, so I think it's a little more modern day stat, right?
Okay.
So I've got a fair or foul for you. It is June 4th. We've had 2 months of baseball. Jose Ramirez has 58 RBIs. Fair or foul? Jose Ramirez will pass Manny Ramirez for most RBIs in a season.
58 through 2 months, and we've got June, July, August, and September left to go.
You got four. The math puts him on pace.
Yeah, it does.
For over 170.
Yes, because again, I want to see cool stuff like this happen, damn it.
I think he's on pace for 174 RBIs.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it. And I love how
that would be the fifth most RBIs in the history of baseball
in
a season.
You're not kidding about him never winning an MVP, because even if he does put up that many RBIs, you know that Soto or Judge is probably just going to win.
Without a doubt. On a garbage offense in Cleveland.
Yeah. I sure as hell hope it happens. It would be great that if we had that hope happen, Jose Ramirez getting the RBI record, us getting the 100 stolen base from Ellie De La Cruz, and a 60 home run season by Aaron Judge or Kyle Tucker or Gunnar Henderson. And I think that would be I think having those storylines and trackers at the end of the season as football is basically starting up and taking the limelight away. Anything baseball can do to keep eyes on it at that point in the year.
I know I'm super biased, as I spent a majority of the 39 years I've lived on this planet, I've spent about 30 of them as a diehard Cleveland Indians fan. So I'm aware of my bias. But I'm going to ride this for the rest of the season. Jose Ramirez is the most underrated baseball player I've seen in the last 15 years of baseball. When Cleveland traded Frankie Lindor, I was devastated. And because I had a crossroads and I was like, am I a Frankie Lindor guy or am I a Jose Ramirez guy? Because they were both insane. And I chose Frankie Lindor. And let me tell you what, kids. Never trust your gut.
So the
trust the stats. I should have chose Jose Ramirez.
MLB.com.
Probably still be a Cleveland fan.
They did a player poll before the season. Well over 100 players participated. And this was in the lead up to opening day. They were asked who the most underrated players across the majors were. And these two players tied for first, Yandy Diaz and Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, exactly. Yandy Diaz came up through the Cleveland system. We traded him to Tampa like idiots.
Yeah, but even the pros believe as well, Jose, most underrated.
If there's anything I can tell you, is watch Jose Ramirez play baseball.
In an AL shortstop.
Switch hitter.
Under, I'm going to butcher the word, anonymity?
Anonymity?
Yes.
Well, he plays third and second. Oh, an anonymous shortstop.
He said, I feel like if you put Ramirez in a New York or an LA jersey, he'd be one of the guys we're talking about all the time.
Sounds like Frankie Lindor. An anonymous shortstop? When I watch you play, you look pretty anonymous to me.
AL shortstop.
Oh, AL shortstop.
Yeah, kind of takes that away.
Frankie Lindor, when he played in Cleveland, Mets were in Cleveland a couple weeks ago. They said, Frankie, what do you miss the most about Cleveland? He said, winning.
It was probably Gunner that said that, because Gunner's a nice guy. I mean, he's just a valuable person like that.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you Thursday at the Pickles game as Joe and I will throw out the first pitch. But other than that, we'll catch you next week right here today in the Fan. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick. Go do something I would do. All right, if you got nothing to do, come out Thursday night to the Pickles game. Joe and I will be out there throwing out first pitch.
Pack 2 Memorial Night.
As it got delayed from Monday due to the rain. So we'll be there on Thursday. I can't wait. I'll be there out there with my fam, and I'm excited. It should be a lot of fun.
How about this weather coming up, huh?
I wanted to ask you guys a question. So I'm looking at RBI leader, most RBIs in a single season, okay? And as you go down the list, once you get to 14, you have somebody that has played since 1938. Okay?
Okay.
The record is Hack Wilson in 1930 had 191 RBIs.
Oh, dude, who could forget that season?
Lou Gehrig in 31 had 185. All right.
Again, who could forget that one?
And then you go down the list.
I remember it like yesterday.
And then you go down the list, and in 1999... Manny Ramirez had 165. That's the first player I can find post 1938. Okay, so I think it's a little more modern day stat, right?
Okay.
So I've got a fair or foul for you. It is June 4th. We've had 2 months of baseball. Jose Ramirez has 58 RBIs. Fair or foul? Jose Ramirez will pass Manny Ramirez for most RBIs in a season.
58 through 2 months, and we've got June, July, August, and September left to go.
You got 4. The math puts him on pace.
Yeah, it does.
For over 170.
Yes, because again, I want to see cool stuff like this happen, damn it.
I think he's on pace for 174 RBIs.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it. And I love how
that would be the 5th most RBIs in the history of baseball
in
a season.
You're not kidding about him never winning an MVP, because even if he does put up that many RBIs, you know that Soto or Judge is probably just going to win.
Without a doubt. On a garbage offense in Cleveland.
Yeah. I sure as hell hope it happens. It would be great that if we had that hope happen, Jose Ramirez getting the RBI record, us getting the 100 stolen base from Melly De La Cruz, and a 60 home run season by Aaron Judge or Kyle Tucker or Gunnar Henderson. And I think that would be I think having those storylines and trackers at the end of the season as football is basically starting up and taking the limelight away. Anything baseball can do to keep eyes on it at that point in the year.
I know I'm super biased, as I spent a majority of the 39 years I've lived on this planet, I've spent about 30 of them as a diehard Cleveland Indians fan. So I'm aware of my bias. But I'm going to ride this for the rest of the season. Jose Ramirez is the most underrated baseball player I've seen in the last 15 years of baseball. When Cleveland traded Frankie Lindor, I was devastated. And because I had a crossroads and I was like, am I a Frankie Lindor guy or am I a Jose Ramirez guy? Because they were both insane. And I chose Frankie Lindor. And let me tell you what, kids. Never trust your gut.
So the
trust the stats. I should have chose Jose Ramirez.
MLB.com.
Probably still be a Cleveland fan.
They did a player poll before the season. Well over 100 players participated. And this was in the lead up to opening day. They were asked who the most underrated players across the majors were. And these two players tied for first, Yandy Diaz and Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, exactly. Yandy Diaz came up through the Cleveland system. We traded him to Tampa like idiots.
Yeah, but even the pros believe as well, Jose, most underrated.
If there's anything I can tell you, is watch Jose Ramirez play baseball.
And an AL shortstop.
Switch hitter.
Under, I'm going to butcher the word, anonymity?
Anonymity?
Yes.
Well, he plays third and second. Oh, an anonymous shortstop.
He said, I feel like if you put Ramirez in a New York or an L.A. jersey, he'd be one of the guys we're talking about all the time.
Sounds like Frankie Lindor. An anonymous shortstop? When I watch you play, you look pretty anonymous to me.
AL shortstop.
AL shortstop.
Yeah, kind of takes that away.
Frankie Lindor, when he played in Cleveland, Mets were in Cleveland a couple weeks ago. They said, Frankie, what do you miss the most about Cleveland? He said, winning.
It was probably Gunner that said that because Gunner's a nice guy. I mean, he's just a valuable person like that.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you Thursday at the Pickles game. It's Joe and I will throw out the first pitch. But other than that, we'll catch you next week right here today in the Fan. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick. Go do something I would do.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.